What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today I'm going to react to a video of Jason Whitlock, and I don't know the other guy's name, but Jason Whitlock calls him the Korean Cosell. But they're talking about the real reason why white people want to say the N word. Before we get into that, though, let's give you a word from Dizzle.
It's that turn, that lick, that slap. It is that one, that hey, hey, talking about Dizzle new drink. That's that turn, that lick, that slap. It is that one.
Everybody talk about Dizzle new drink. They like you can Dizzle too. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave, tequila, French cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Stow your Dizzle on ice, and it's nice. If you don't want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle premium luxury liqueur, go to DizzleBrand.com. Click on our locations. Click on one of the top three website links. I recommend Emilio's Beverage. Must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. Below that is locations in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas. Little Rock, here we come. Don't forget the Dizzle Brand merch. Go to DizzleBrand.com, click on store, or go to Etsy.com/shop/DizzleBrand. And I will be adding new listings to that store for Dizzle later today and tomorrow. Tomorrow will be another year. All right, so happy New Year's to y'all out there. I'm an old man. I probably won't make it up till midnight. I'm doing too much music promotion and too much podcasting and too much playlist pitching and other things. But let's get into it. We got Jason Whitlock, the Korean Cosell, talking about the reason, the real reason white people want to say the N-word. We'll see if I agree.
You did not realize saying that word was going to get you into trouble. We have so far gone beyond. Well, it's the context, right? The context is, and it's not fair, and this is the rules. If you're a white guy, don't say it. In fact, be careful even when you say the word Neanderthal or ninja.
Steve, I screwed up this morning and forgot to include in our prep sheet the number one thing I want to talk with you about today is because you're a college football fan and expert, is what's happening to this Marcus Stokes, the high school quarterback, four-star recruit, white guy, headed to the University of Florida. He's rapping some commercial rap song that the hook or the chorus has the word my N-words or something in it, and he records himself driving his car and singing the song, and he puts it over social media, and the University of Florida has stripped this man, this young man, of his scholarship. This seems criminally insane to me that an 18-year-old kid singing a song that's put out for everybody to listen to, the whole design of music is to get provoke people into singing it, and we're destroying this young man's life over singing a rap song that everybody else in the country sings. I don't know what the University of Florida is doing or thinking. I know the social media thing is rigged up and that these coaches and the administration in Florida are in a tough spot because we've created this fake alternate universe world. But this is reprehensible and repulsive. I've seen some of his high school teammates. I've seen some of his high school friends that are black tweeting out like, hey, man, y'all got Marcus Stokes all messed up. That ain't him at all. There's nothing racist about this dude. When is this going to stop?
Hold on, let me chime in. Now, I'm about to get very, very honest. Do I think there's a double standard over the use of the N-word? Yes, I do. I don't think something can be cool, like such the coolest thing to say and the most hateful thing to say at the same time. It definitely a double standard. But let me give you some context. I'm a hip-hop artist. I'm a rapper. Have I ever used that word in any of my songs? Hell no. Never have, never will. Because I don't like double standards anyways. Like, that's the thing. It is an hypocrisy and a double standard that it's cool for one race to say it, and it's the super hateful thing for another race. It's just hateful to say it altogether. It's a derogatory statement. It's not a good look across the board. I honestly think they need to eradicate using the word altogether. But I never used it in a song. Now, I listened to a lot of hip-hop through the years. And when I'm alone and I'm reciting music, like 50 Cent's first album, he used the N-word a lot. When I'm alone and I'm reciting music, yes, I will recite it word for word. Because I'm a big fan of 50 Cent. I don't listen to the clean versions. I listen to dirty versions. I don't like it, clean versions of songs. If the song is made with an explicit version, to me, that's the original version, you know? And I want to listen to the original version. But when I record myself and post it to social media while I'm reciting it word for word, hell no. No, I wouldn't. I know, like, when I do TikToks, and they use the N-word in the song. Do I lip sync the N-word? No, hell no, I don't. I would do something like, you know. But I do think there is a double standard and hypocrisy over it, this word. Like, it just needs to be not said altogether. It's a term of hate from day one. And, like, that's the thing. I've never seen nobody else take a word, one of the most hateful terms and words in society, and try to use it like it's cool or make something cool out of it. You know, that's where the double standard really comes in. But, like I said, when I record myself rapping 50 Cent word for word explicit and post it to social media, no, I won't. When I'm in the privacy of my own home and I'm just listening to the music that I love to listen to, it's a whole different story. It's a whole different story. You know, I have enough awareness to know the effect that word has, like, and where it can lead. You know, this is how I look at it. I look at a white person using the N-word on video or to a black person or person of color the same way I do, like, people who run from the police and shit goes wrong. What do you expect to happen? If you get on the video and use the N-word and you're not black, and you record it and post it to social media, I hope you ain't expecting to get a lot of love. I hope you expecting to get a shit ton of backlash and a lot of people coming at you. You know, if you're not, then I don't know what we're talking about here. Let me hear what more they got to say.
Gotcha. Hey, you sung a rap song. When is that going to stop?
Never.
And this may surprise you, but Marcus Stokes, I think it was a lot easier for the Gators to drop him after they flipped Jaden Rashada, another four-star quarterback that might have a higher ceiling. Look, this is a business. But I know Marcus is young, and look, I know a lot of people are going to have that argument about the context of that particular word that shall not be spoken, right? Here's the issue, though. Marcus, you don't understand what's been taking place for the past 15 years. He should have known better. Look, I get it that he's young, but in the age of social media where you see all the outrage, you see all the virtue signaling, you're telling me you did not realize saying that word was going to get you into trouble? Like, we have so far gone beyond. What's the context? Right. The context is, and it's not fair, and this is the rules. If you're a white guy, don't say it. In fact, be careful even when you say the word Neanderthal or ninja. That's the case. Growing up, I used to hear this all the time from the white folks. Oh, my God. If they could say the word, how come I can't? And after a while, I just said, well, first of all, why would you want to? Second of all, see that big 6'7 guy with the Nation of Islam garb that looks like he came out of Rikers with all those tattoos? Looks like he bench presses 450 pounds on a light day? Yeah, go ahead. Tell it to him. If you really want to say it that badly, go ahead. Look, no one is.
Look, he just proved my point. You know, it's like running from the cops and shit. Go up to this big cock diesel motherfucker, 6 foot something dude out of prison, and call him the N-word and see what happens. See, this is the thing. The price of free speech is free speech. But it also has it has consequences. And we have, you know, and that's the thing. Like, we have to be willing to accept the consequences of our free speech. You know, somebody can knock you the fuck out, you know. Just like, I mean, if somebody of color just walked up and called the wrong white dude a cracker or a honky, he could get knocked the fuck out, you know. You know, but I mean, me personally, I don't get offended when somebody calls me a honky, a cracker, white bread, saltine, or to me, the best white racial slur is the one that Charlemagne the God says, and that's mayonnaise mammals. Every time I hear that, I just can't help but laugh. Mayonnaise mammals. It sounds funny as shit. I don't get sensitive over it. You know why I don't get sensitive? Because I know he's not talking about me. But let's hear what more the Korean Cosell has to say.
Saying it's fair. I think there's a certain.
I'm going to tell you why they want to say it.
Why?
I'm going to tell you why they want to say it. It's because popular culture has made it so popular.
He's right.
You can't listen to a rap song that isn't built around that word.
I hate to say it. He's right.
Everybody's partying and dancing and singing. And Kanye, when these guys go on concerts, and when Kanye West said, I ain't saying she's a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no. They all scream it at a concert. The rappers ask them to, and it's a concert filled with white people, and the rappers ask the audience to sing it and say it.
You know what? I got to stop. And I was sitting up thinking that hip hop would not even be as big as it is without a shit ton of white fan base. You know, it doesn't matter. Like, it's numbers. You know, America is predominantly populated by white people. So without a shit ton of white fans, it's really hard to be big on a mainstream scale. And he's totally right. They go to these concerts and, like, they had the Nas, what was it? The Nas and Wu-Tang concert. There was way more white people there than black people. And it was like, sold out. It was sold out. I want to say 20,000, and there was way more white people there than black people. And that's the thing. They hear the N-word. Like, nowadays in all these rap songs, they hear the N-word every other line. These rappers can't even refrain from using the N-word every other line. It's not like the 90s where it was more intellectual, more concept. Everybody didn't have to use the N-word every other line. Every other bar they was, you know, every other bar they're using the N-word. Nowadays, every bar they're using the N-word. Every, you know, something, something N-word, something, something N-word, something, something N-word. Every rhyme, you know, and they're right. He's totally right. They're consuming his music, and the artist that's selling it is N-word heavier than the 90s, man. Let's keep it moving.
We act, it's human nature. If you see somebody appearing to have, oh, they're having fun, they're all screaming the N-word, that looks like fun, and they're making money off of it, blah, blah, blah. Look, it's going to make people want to do it. Again, my reaction to the whole thing is, why does anybody want to say it?
Thank
why,
you. Look, thank you.
You are right. But
thank you.
The dearly departed DMX.
Rest in peace.
I had like four rest albums in like 7 months back in
I'm not even Catholic.
He was the Archie Moore of hip-hop, right? He had one of his catchiest songs is My Ninja, right? I mean, Bernard Hopkins used to love that song. And so... If you were
and I love DMX that first
black
album.
Boxer who came out to that, everyone would be bobbing their head. There might be people that are singing along with it, people holding up the belt, Bundini Brown doing the Crip Walk, that's just entourage. But if you're a white guy in that audience, don't you dare sing along. You just can't do it. That's the rule. In fact, could you imagine if a white boxer, could you imagine if Kelly Pavlik came out to My Ninja? Oh, that would be awkward, but that's the rules. I didn't make the rules. It's like that old line from Roddy Piper. Every time you have the answers, I change the questions. It's not fair, but that's what it is.
He's right. And life isn't fair. It's probably never going to change. It's the use of the word is heavier than ever. It's not going nowhere. And it is kind of a double standard that you expect a lot of white people to consume the music, but you don't want them to recite it. You know, that's the whole part of consuming music is reciting the music. You know, that's the number one. Actually, it's the number one part of consuming the music is being able to recite the music. First of all, you know, some artists you can't recite. You can't recite every word Busta Rhymes and Twista and, you know, Joyner Lucas and some of these fast rappers. You can't really recite all they stuff all the time, you know. But a lot of these dudes are so basic and so simple nowadays, they're easy to recite. Excuse me. That's part of having – there's no hit records on the planet that everybody can't recite. Sir Mix-a-Lot. I like Big Button, I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with anybody wasting a wild thing in her face, you'll get sprung. I mean, anybody can recite that. The words are so basic. The flow is so basic. It's so easy. And that's the whole point about music and consuming music. And you're right. In the music, the N-word is just every other bar, every other word, you know, and the consumer is in their car driving, they're reciting it, you know, but I still think that it probably would never be wise and smart for them to film it and post it on social media or say it to somebody's face of color, you know, and don't even be saying it around your homeboys or your friends either, you know, but when you're by yourself, white people, and you're reciting hip hop music, that's one thing. In private, once you go public, you better have enough common sense and common knowledge to know what the outcome and consequences could be with you saying that word. No matter what the context is, you know, and I get what he's saying in the context of you're reciting a song, but what that dude fucked up is you recorded it. So now it's a recording of you reciting a song. It's no longer private. It's you publicly reciting a song. And if that was me in the video, once it got to the N-word, I would have been like, well, I wouldn't have said it, you know. It never in my music. You could go up and look Paul Masson on the internet. Paul, M-A, $ON. You listen to every single song. I've never used the N-word and never will in my music. and I'm with Whitlock. I don't, to me, nobody should be using that word because it's a double standard. It's an hypocrisy over it, but that's neither here nor there, and life is not fair. Once again, I'll thank you for tuning in. Paul Pinker Podcast.